This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a, We got a basketball team to talk about. It's what we got. That's what we got. Warriors, 104-89.
Another baseball series.
That's a set.
Baseball series.
Evan says it's a set, not a series.
Fitz called it the baseball series.
Oh, well, Fitz called it.
Evan, he'll be doing color soon for one of these teams.
104-89.
And suffocated the Pelicans. That's my big takeaway.
It is?
I need your help. Happy Halloween. You can take your mask off. My sources say you were in the building. You were back-to-back at the Chase Center.
You know what?
Let me
apologize again to Joel Embiid. What? These back-to-backs are tough.
Look at my man. Yeah. My man in the building.
I need a recovery day from the back-to-back.
Steiny, but, this team is grimy. It's gritty. It leads the NBA in deflections, a stat that I think is
that
underrated.
True?
Yeah, they lead in deflections.
I didn't even know that.
And I don't know if it's hunger, if everybody's hungry with these, 12-man rotations. But what I need for you on this Halloween to do to Mr. Optimistic is help me not have haters think I'm being negative about this start. I'm not. I want the whole enchilada. And what I mean by that, Starnie, is I guess I'm a bit irritated that as great as this start is and what I like, Batman's not there, Robin, and Melton. So, you know what I mean?
Not really.
I like
that. That makes it better.
But then when they come back, there's a cloud still of positivity. But...
oh, my God.
How far can we take this until they come back? That's all. Because I love what I'm seeing. And Draymond, I already gave you an apology 2 weeks ago when I went to that preseason game. But Steiny, he's playing his ass off. And then I don't know if you heard his comments after the game. And, you got people saying, do you believe him or not? Just the fact that he echoed, he's trying to be a leader. He stunk last year. He felt like his play. He argued too much. I'm like, man, this is night and day, this team from last year right now.
I mean,
being real.
There are good signs all over the place. That's the bottom
line.
Good
call.
And again,
good call.
They haven't had the toughest schedule through five games, but what are you going to do? Not play the games? You got to play the games. And they've won four out of five. And now they've got to see what they can do on the road. And it's going to be a tough one. They got the Rockets on Saturday. Then they got the Wizards.
Jordan Poole.
The Wizards
game. They stink.
What are you talking about? They're 500.
Well, I don't. They stink.
Not only that, they beat the Hawks twice in a row.
They stink.
Who?
The Hawks.
Well,
your old team.
Yeah, they do stink. Yeah,
you're a Warrior now.
Yeah, they
are.
Then they got, let me see, I wrote it down. Rockets, Wizards. Then it's at Boston, Cleveland, at Oklahoma City.
Dude!
And then I'll take it one game further.
Give it to me.
Then when they come back, you know what day it is.
Of the 12th.
Klay Thompson and the Mavericks in town.
Wow, Sonny, that's a bear right there.
The next week and a half is going to be pretty fun.
When you see Curry in there, I know you're not a doctor, but if you had to make a prediction right now, is he in H-Town Saturday night? I'm hoping...
yeah, I think he's going to play.
Okay.
I think he's going to play Saturday night.
And Wiggins, what's going on with
him? I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm not sure.
I thought it was the back-back with him and Melton.
I'm not sure what's going on with Wiggins.
That's my Chris Berman. Back.
There's another game last night where there's a lot to like.
I broke my back.
And I was
spinal.
Here's a news flash. This team's got some players. They got a lot of players. Maybe they don't have a lot of stars, but they got guys who can play the game.
And they're hungry, Steiny. And you are right.
It sure looks that way.
And last night wasn't an offensive, expose, but they were grimy. And when I found out they lead in deflections, I'm like, that's hunger. Is that going to keep up all season? I don't know. But right now, Steiny, Dunleavy and Lakeup and Kerr have to be happy. And again, I'm just coming from the vantage point of, as sweet as it is, last year this team was 6-2, and you kept saying when they went up to Denver.
I did?
Yeah, you kept, when they were 6-2.
And, oh, what did
you
I
know,
say?
I wasn't being overzealous, but we were like, man, we might have something. The schedule gets more difficult, and they got swallowed up by that schedule, and that season was bad last year. So I bring that up just to say, Steiny, is this is a different team, a different mentality. I think the dark clouds and the I guys or me guys, that's out of the locker room. I just want them healthy and whole so we really can get an early start on, you know, an identity. And the last time Steph played, Steiny, they lost at home to the Clippers.
Yeah, but he got hurt in the middle of that game. But, you know, that's that'll happen. You'll lose some games like that, but I just... This team, for me, I'm getting some enjoyment watching this team.
I can't say nothing else.
I was talking to some people last night, and I can't figure it out. But for whatever reason, I just really like this team.
Well, it's connectivity is my word. Now, remember, I told you I felt like it was a little strong, Steiny. I felt like the Warriors betrayed me. They didn't try to do it. But their culture that I bought into and I was a part of their, you know, that culture fan club. But when you found out things were going on behind closed doors, I guys, me, and not we, I was a little hurt. But now I feel like Mike Dunleavy Jr. told us when we went out there for media day, again, that word connectivity is on my TV when I watch this cast of characters play basketball. They're 4-1. It's early. But damn it, Steiny, they were great on the road last year. Let's see if they could continue that when they go start this five-game rodeo.
Yeah, I would love to know from Warrior fans where you're at again. Because we talked about this yesterday. The Warriors beat the Pelicans two nights ago. And it's tough to beat a team two games in a row on back-to-backs.
Right.
And they did it. And I'm interested. Look, I don't know what it is. There's just something about this team I like. I like their role players. I like their smartness.
Yeah.
I think they're tough. I think if you're going to try to play as many guys as they're playing, then you do have a chance to be a much better defensive team. But I want to know from Warrior fans, like, how much you believe in this team. Because it's a great start.
Yes,
they've gotten off to a great start. They've handled the games you think they should handle, and now the schedule's going to get a little bit tougher. And they got a five-game road trip, and, you know, obviously you want to win as many as possible, but these are tough teams. Can you get two? Can you get two out of five? Do you want more than that?
I want more than that, but
I mean, to me, when you look at these teams, if you go 3-2 on this trip, boy, you got to be ecstatic, because that means then that you probably beat one of the best teams in the league.
And remember what happened when you were in Beantown last Sunday on national TV, and I know it's a different team, the Warriors.
Oh, the game was like 60-point
game. Oh, my gosh, Steiny. You remember that? So I hope the Warriors still have that on my mind. You tell me.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You and Evan and the listeners, am I being a prisoner of the moment? The guru computer or the guru glasses. Stani, have you seen Steve Kerr smile more after five games than this year? Like, there's a relief or something, a burden off of his shoulders. He's having fun coaching.
Yeah.
I really believe it. And I can't sit here and ignore what they told and how cool they were as a collective to let us know what they were dealing with. But Stani, he can make any sub at any time. Yeah. And I feel like he just feels free. The air is just, you know, different.
Why?
Because things, I'm not putting it on one guy. Everybody, we got to play that Draymond sound, too.
We will. We'll play
it's
that.
It's incredible.
We'll play that, but 888, we'll let's get it going today. 888-957-9570. Warriors win back-to-back games.
And congrats to the Dodgers. We would be fake not to, we're probably the only show in America not saying what's up with the Dodgers. Yeah. So kudos to them.
Congratulations to the Dodgers, and that puts the exclamation point on the Giants season this year.
What would it say? It's never been a bigger gap this wide.
What do you mean?
Buster's here, though.
Did you see what Juan Soto said?
You start.
I'll be open to listen to every single team.
I lost. I'm out.
Get to work, Buster. Get to work.
I know we're up against it.
Not really.
You're becoming gullible. Like, you know, what's he supposed to say? He's a Yankee, Stani.
You think?
He wants to come here for what? Right now.
You know, to change a culture.
The three-year plan.
He's
to change a culture.
Wonderful.
Oh, amazing.
How did he do last night? Yeah, he was good? I mean, Sterling was good.
Okay. He's a legend. Leave
hey,
him
by
alone.
The way, I won't get into it.
You see Lake up last night?
No.
Is he growing a beard? Something's going,
yeah,
Joey.
I saw him from across the arena.
Joey Lightyears.
I
saw something on there.
Move on, Joe.
Joe's happy right now.
And by the way, we talked about Jonathan Kuminga a lot yesterday. He was good last night.
Well,
I tell you what, I don't know if he's a three. I don't know if he's a four. Just, you know, lose a little of those threes. Get into that lane. He's got a great, great mid-range game. Great game in the key.
They held New Orleans under, NBA team under 100.
I didn't realize.
McCollum didn't play, but go ahead.
Well, neither did Murray, neither did Murphy and Herb Jones, but who cares? Who cares?
Curry and Wiggins and Melton didn't play, damn it.
Exactly.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.